This one's got a little bit to go through, right? And it's in regards to the anti-conversion bill that's going to be coming in Scotland. Now, what happens is this is the consult.gov.scot thing where you can go on the government website and the public can have their say, and then they pass the law anyway because this is all performative nonsense. They don't actually read any of these. And even if 100% of the responses were, "We do not want this law," they'll pass it anyway because. Well, governments is what they do. This is all just performative nonsense. This is like a dummy tip. What do they call them in America again? A pacifier. This is a pacifier to make you feel like you're sucking a nice big titty, but you're not. It's all fake. Right? This is just to make you think you have a say. But basically, this is about conversion practices in regards to LGBT or trans stuff, right? Now, when you think about conversion therapy, you think about getting sent to some camp in a basement, getting electric shocks, and being shown a million pictures of boobies, going, you like this, Clockwork Orange style." I mean, that sounds great. I might pretend to be gay to as a bit of a holiday, you know. But basically, you would think it's just that, right? However, it's not just that. It's also including parents not affirming their child's chosen gender or sexuality. Right, and wait till you see some of the stuff that's going to happen in this bill. This is what they're proposing, and basically, what this means is, well, this is what we're proposing. It's not law yet. No, it's a case of see whatever they're proposing. That's what they want, and because it's what they want, it's what will happen. It's what will happen, right? So basically, it's a case of, oh, but it's not passed yet. This is a law we're getting. You've still not figured out how laws work in this country. This is a law we're getting. This is going to pass. This is going to happen. Right, so in the 2022 to 2023 programme for government PFG, the Scottish Government reaffirmed its commitment to introducing a bill on ending conversion practices in Scotland, including both sexual orientation and gender identity. The UK government committed in its 2018 LGBT Action Plan to end the practice of conversion therapy and published a consultation in October 2021. However, a bill has not been included in the UK government's legislative programme 2023 to 2024. Now, the problem that I have with this is, see if it's conversion therapy where you've actually like kidnapped a person and driven them to a place where they can be held prisoner, then that's very fucking illegal. That's kidnapping. That's abducting someone. That's a crime. However, if someone consensually goes, "I'm gay and I wish I wasn't, like I'm gonna go to this clinic and like try and get better," does it work? I've no fucking idea. I don't know how it works, right? But if that's what they want to do, if a place is offering a voluntary service and people voluntarily want to take part in that service, then hi-oh, capitalism, right? Just that's just the way things work, right? But instead, even if you open a clinic like that and you're like, "We're not kidnapping people, you know, the door's open. If you want to come in, you can come in and we'll talk to you about treatments or whatever." I don't even know what the treatments would be, right? But I'm just saying, if that's what they want to do through consent, then they should be allowed to do it. But the government's going, "No, you can't do that at all." But it's not even just like places that want to be like conversion places. They're also talking about parents' attitudes towards their children. So this is one of the things that we've been talking about for a very long time. The government, you know, Marxism essentially, want to destroy the nuclear family because if people don't have peers, you know, fellow society members that they identify with or family members that they can lean on and support on and be supported by, then the only option they have to turn to is the state. And they want the state to be daddy. They want the state to be your big brother, as it were. The expert advisory group on ending conversion practices was set up in March 2022 to advise the Scottish Government on its approach to ending conversion practices. Its report was published in October 2022. So I'm going to skip a lot of stuff because there's a lot of filler, because there's some right juicy bits that I want to get into, right? Policy context. The Scottish Government is committed to ensuring that the rights of everyone in Scotland are respected, protected, and fulfilled. That's a complete lie. Immediately, the Scottish Government has outright came out and said that they hate the right to freedom of speech because freedom of speech can be used to point out all the extremely dodgy shit that the government's doing, and the government doesn't like that. Criminals don't like it when you snitch on them. That's why they don't like it. That's a lie right off the bat. But conversion practices are harmful. They are promoted with an ideology that views LGBTQI plus blah blah blah. Fucking, it's starting to just look like a password. Isn't it? It just looks like a password now. Identities as wrong and believes that they can be changed. This legislation aims to protect people from the harm of conversion practices. Now, believes they can be changed. Now, let me tell you a little funny thing, right? The whole sexual orientation, is it a choice? Is it not? I don't really know. Don't really care, to be honest. But the trans stuff, now here's the funny thing is, everybody knows Jordan Peterson, right? Everybody knows that he originally got cancelled, and that's what kind of propelled him to the current level of fame that he now enjoys, right? But do you know why it was? It was because at the university where he was teaching, there was a friend, a professor of his, who was doing studies into trans children. And basically, it was the whole, do we affirm it? Do we treat it as a mental illness? Do we do this? Do we do that? Absolutely no idea. Who fucking knows? But what they'd done was, they operated on the assumption that anyone that's like, oh, I'm a boy, but I'm actually a girl, or vice versa, that child might just have been gay. And I don't remember the exact figure, but see if they went, don't enforce, don't go, well, here's the dress, let's chop the dick off, and like, don't do any of that. Just let them figure it out, but don't reinforce them being the opposite gender. And it was something like 94% of cases, something very, very high. When the kid got old enough and everything, the kid went, yeah, I'm not the opposite sex, I'm just gay. And that's what they identified as. So see if they just were left to it, they just figured out that they were gay. They weren't trans. However, now, trans kids have become, you remember those women, the valley girls that walked around with a little tiny dog in their purse? It's the new latest fashion trend. That's what it is. These people want to look cool and big. I'm so accepting and loving, and I'm so fucking liberal, and I'm willing to sacrifice my fucking child so that I can get social brownie points, because these people are fucking monsters, right? But that's just the way it is. So that's originally why Jordan Peterson was like cancelled. That was the big main thing that propelled him into the spotlight, because he was defending his friend, and then everybody turned their attention on him. By the way, the Friends Project got shut down. Funny that, isn't it? But it turns out, oh, believes these things can be changed. Well, there's actual research that shows that the trans thing might just be a bit of confusion, right? People might be gay and they think, oh, but if I'm a man, but I like men, that must mean I'm a woman, because children are young and stupid, right? That's just the way it works. But when they grow up and they figure it out a little bit more, and that type of stuff's not reinforced and shoved down their throats all the time, then they just figure out that they're just gay. And that happened in the overwhelming majority of cases. So it's a case of, these things can't be changed. Actually, it can, if you just don't fucking force it like all of you are. Right? Oh, let's chop that penis off. I know you're only four. And all that stuff, man, like, it's a fucking trend. Treating a child like a fucking fashion accessory to stroke your own fucking virtue. So it's like, I'm going to be skipping a lot of stuff, right? But let's just go through it. What are conversion practices? There is no international universal definition of the term conversion practices. The expert advisory group, EAG, on ending conversion practices defined conversion practices as any treatment, practice, or effort. Right, so that doesn't mean like an official place that are like, we are a conversion clinic. It's anything, right? Any treatment, practice, or effort, right, that aims to change, suppress, and or eliminate a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, and or gender expression. So this is anything, right? Like a child going up to their parent and going, I think I'm a girl. And if the parent goes, no, you're not, that's breaking the law. That's breaking the law. That is a practice or effort, right? You're making an effort. That's you doing something to change your child's chosen identity, right? That, and by the way, everyone, this law is already horrible right off the fucking bat, right? Where parents are just not allowed to do that. They're trying to completely remove the parents' say. And they're basically trying to give the children ultimate autonomy. For what reasons, might you ask? Oh, the child can consent to that, and we've discussed this before. I wonder what else they can consent to. I've said for a while that this thing is just a giant vehicle for the paedophile vampire cults that run our countries. But, I mean, maybe not the vampire part, but, you know, our specific proposal for defining conversion practices for the purpose of this legislation is set out in part 4 of our full consultation document, which is massive. This is like, that basically, this video will be 2 hours long if I'm reading this, so there are certain parts that I'm wanting to In fact, here it is here. Defining conversion practices for this legislation, right? The conduct associated with conversion practices can vary greatly from case to case, and those who have experienced conversion practices report a broad range of conduct being carried out against them. Common forms of conversion practices described by victims include the use of talk therapy, so in other words, just sitting down with a person and talking about it, counselling, and certain faith-based practices. Now, you think... counselling delivered by who? They don't fucking define it. You think it's going to a therapist? No, it means anyone. Anyone talking to them, including the child's own parents. It can extend to physical abuse and practices such as forced marriage. That doesn't happen in Britain. I mean, in some communities. I mean, it never used to happen in Britain, but then the boats came. and may also take the form of cumulative coercive behaviour over a longer period, because a parent's obviously not going to say it once, they're going to keep saying it over and over again, because, well, they're parents, that's what they do. Coercive behaviour refers to an act or a pattern of acts of assault, threats, humiliation and intimidation, or other abuse that is used to harm, punish or frighten a victim. Basically, what constitutes a threat, humiliation or intimidation? It could be literally anything that comes out of the parent's mouth. Because the child might even just do, you know, the fucking Big Brother shit, you know, like the young, I forget the name. What was the name? It was the Big Brother equivalent of the Hitler Youth. I think they were called the Little Brothers, actually. I forget. It's been a while since I've read 1984. We don't have to, we're living in it. But so the kid's obviously going to make up stuff. When they said that I wasn't a girl, I felt intimidated and humiliated, and basically every single prosecutor's going to go, that's good enough for me. Yep, I can totally work with that, kiddo. The intention to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Right, 43, our proposals are informed by the definitions used by different bodies, so there's going to be multiple definitions that are being worked on here. That's going to be brilliant. Remember how I said laws love a grey area? That's why they're using multiple definitions. And in other countries, as set out in Part 3, taking these into account, we consider that core to the definition of conversion practice is a purpose or intention to change or suppress another individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. In order for any act or course of behaviour to fall within the scope of this legislation, it will have to meet this intent requirement. So in other words, remember intent? Intent, they loved talking a lot about that during my trial, didn't they, right? And my intent didn't fucking matter then, so these parents that are going to get in front of these judges, their intent isn't going to fucking matter. The prosecutor gets to make up whatever shit. How do you prove intent? You just guess the thoughts in someone's fucking head, which is what the prosecutor did during my trial. And the judges just lap it up and that's it. So basically, you get convicted on what a prosecutor thought you were thinking. There's a word for that, which is in a book that we've already mentioned a few times in this video, right? But this is where it goes through all this nonsense stuff, right? Conversion practices must have an intention that another person's sexual orientation or gender identity will be changed or suppressed. And literally, basically, this is the group of people where when you say to them, I disagree, they're like, oh my God, you're literally killing us, affirm my identity or I'll kill your children, like those ones. Those ones that think you disagreeing with them is you literally trying to genocide all of them, right? So imagine how fucking fun that's going to be when that gets drafted into fucking law, right? This means that the legislation will not apply to a situation where a person is providing advice, guidance, or support. Horse shit. You already defined it in the earlier one where if the advice and stuff that they are giving, guidance or support for an individual to explore their thoughts, feelings, and options, or for these to be questioned. That's horseshit. You've already said it in the last one, where he says, oh, if it makes them feel intimidated and threatened, blah, 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 which fucking, I mean, look at that community, Jesus Christ. Walk by them and ask them for the time, and they fucking scream and try and get you fired from your job, right? Basically, this is the part that's going to be the grey area. We've already discussed a bit. This is the bit that's going to get argued in court, where it's like, but all I was doing was giving advice. Yeah, but that advice made them feel threatened and humiliated. Boom, you've broken the fucking law. Because it's a case of, you might open your mouth with the best of intentions, but you have no control whatsoever over how the person you're talking to perceives the things you said. Right, this is that little grey area, this is that little bit of legalese that they're going to use to fucking worm you into a jail cell. It does not include It does not include non-directive and ethical guidance. What is ethical guidance? Pfft, whatever the prosecutor needs it to be on the day. And support to a person who might be questioning their sexual orientation or gender identity or experiencing conflict or distress, whether that is provided by a healthcare practitioner, a family member, or a religious leader. Similarly, the legislation does not apply to non-directive or non-coercive, look, non-directive or non-coercive discussions, questioning guidance. So basically, it's like, oh, but if you're totally supporting what the child's saying, then it's completely fine. it's fucking mental. Questioning guidance or general parental direction. General parental direction. Yeah, but when it's non-coercive. Notice how the first one didn't have the parental direction, but the supporting one does. Did you notice that? It's crazy that, isn't it? The distinction here is that these allow the individual to come to their own decision, whatever that may be, and does not direct them to a particular predetermined sexual orientation or gender identity that is considered preferable. Such instances will not be considered a conversion practice within the legislation. So in other words, supporting it is fine, questioning it is bad. Oh, but it says here that it's, you're allowed to question it. But again, we already spoke about the little caveat earlier that's going to get fucking used constantly, right? It is going to get used all the fucking time, right? And what's going to end up happening is parents are going to end up getting dragged in front of judges. And do you want to know what they want to fucking give you? Do you want to know? 7 years. Let's have a look at some of these, right? I was looking for the part that said years. Section 38, threatening or abusive behaviour. Oh, no, in fact, no, that's the other acts that this is covered under. So this is the part here. While the offence will primarily capture acts that are psychological in nature, it will also include a coercive course of behaviour, which may include physical and abusive acts. So basically, beating your kids is already illegal, right? Unfortunately. I mean, I had it done to me all throughout my childhood, and I was so excited to do it to my own child. I'm kidding. That's a joke, right? But it's already illegal to fucking hit your kids, so the law's redundant, right? And abusive acts, what constitutes an abusive act? Well, basically, under the law, what if they feel threatened, humiliated, blah, 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 if they come up and say, Dad, I'm actually a girl, and I go, no, you're not, that's an abusive act. There you are. They've got me. Cuffs on, off I go, right? For abusive acts, which typically attract higher sentences. However, we do not consider that a conversion practice course of behaviour necessarily demonstrates the level of physical violence associated with domestic abuse. We therefore propose the following sentencing range for convictions under this offence. On summary of conviction, imprisonment for a term not exceeding 12 months, or to a fine not exceeding the statutory maximum, £10,000, or to both. On conviction, on indictment, solemn procedure, imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years, or to an unlimited fine. I fine you unlimited money, more money than the world has. Right, it's okay, we can just print more of it, it's fine. I'm going to have a quick peek at the next page. Defence of consent in a criminal offence. Oh, but there was another part I wanted to read. Yeah, basically, one of the things that counts in it as well is see if there is a person. I'm going to post a link to this. You can go through it yourself. I've been reading through all of this. It's shit tons of information. There is a bit in it that says that it would be considered an offence if there is a person or a friend or an adult or a teacher that's, you know, one of those people that try to talk to your kids on the fucking internet that's reaffirming their identity, and based on that you say you're not allowed to hang out with that person anymore, that counts as coercive behaviour, so you fell foul of the law. You fell foul of the law, and they want to give you up to 7 years for that. They're going to drag you in front of a court because you told your child no. And, oh, so they really want these kids to be able to be free to, oh, you can't ban me from getting into this strange man's van. He uses my correct pronouns. And if you don't let your child go away with a strange man, that's coercive behaviour. You'll be in front of a judge and probably get sentenced to up to 7 years. And it is an absolute fucking joke. And everybody's thinking, this legislation's absolutely dog shit. There's no way that it's going to pass in Holyrood. Yes, it fucking will. Yes, it will. This is absolutely going to pass. It absolutely will pass. Right? Because they want kids to be able to basically, It's not rocket science, people. They just want to diddle kids. Right? That's what they want. They want children to be able to... See when children are able to consent to such massive, just absolutely life-altering decisions, then, what's the harm in them consenting to other stuff? You know? Anyway, go for your little fun day out with the man in the dirty white van. I mean, I can't tell you can't, because I might go to prison if I do, right? This is an absolute fucking farce. This is an attempt to destroy the nuclear family. That is, which is why you're getting all this stuff in schools. Like, that's the thing is, if you're gay, fucking whatever, right? This is the thing is, like, nobody, is at the point, remember the stage where, like, no one really cared, but now everybody fucking does because, you pushed it too far, didn't you? Oh Lord, you pushed it way too far. But this is just the attempt to destroy the nuclear family, and also so that kids giving consent to pretty major things becomes normalised. At least that's what other reason is there for this? Oh, it's to protect the children. Yeah, tell that to the ones in fucking Rotherham and all the other fucking places. You didn't give a fuck about them. You didn't give a shit about them. Isn't it weird when there's actual, like, full-on, like, grooming, full-on fucking pedo networks? Even some that were operating just publicly on Instagram, like selling CP, crickets, nobody fucking gave a shit. But when it comes to something that's through us to protect the children, but it comes to them being able to consent to some pretty fucking major things, and the parents have no authority over who they hang out with or the things that they fucking do, right? That's when the government steps in. That's the time that they want to pass a little bit of fucking legislation and start doing some governing, you know, whereas the other stuff, they fucking shut their eyes and went, oh, we don't want to be fucking racist. And, it turned out that some MPs were involved in the grooming gangs. Funny fucking that, right? It's horseshit. And it's at the point now, like, they're lying. We know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. But they still try and keep up the act. They still try and keep up the act. You know, like when a compulsive liar gets fucking caught outright and just not doubles, but triples and quadruples fucking down. That's the stage we're fucking at. It's absolutely fucking diabolical. It's bullshit. And see if this shit fucking kicks off. Like, it's at the point now where it's too dangerous. It's getting to the point where it's too dangerous to raise children here. It's too dangerous to raise children in this country. It's too dangerous to have a family in this country, because if you have a family, the government fucking hates you. Because if you've got a family of people that you can depend on and fucking a community that you can depend on, then you need the state even less. And they do not fucking like that. They want you to be 100% completely dependent on the state. Because if you're completely dependent on the state, then they own you. They can fucking do whatever they want. Have you got the wrong political opinions? Oh, your bank card stopped working. Oh, no food this week. Oh, medication. Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid you have the wrong opinions. I'm afraid you didn't like it when we took your 12-year-old daughter and chopped her tits off and gave her this grotesque fucking Franken penis and shit like that. That's the stage that we've got to. So, basically, that I know this is going to pass. This will pass. They'll make some little bullshit fucking changes to it, but this is going to fucking pass. I'll put a link to it down below so that you can read all of it in full. But, yeah. Things are getting pretty bad.